All right, am I on, first of all? Well, I decided. Test. Testing.
Hey, Jen.
They are. Hello. Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Hear me now.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Sure.
Hello.
That sounds.
Testing.
Hello.
We should have Daniel.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
You're going to have to really eat that microphone, Daniel.
All right. I'm not the best at speaking loud, so I'll try my best. Unless I'm upset about something, then I'm really good at it. Okay, welcome to the City of Knoxville Board of Zoning Appeals. I'm Daniel Odell, Chair of the BZA, and I'll be conducting today's meeting. Alongside of me are the other members of the BZA. At the tables across the room right here, to my right, are our city staff members. Today's meeting will be conducted in the order of the agenda. Agendas are available at the table near the entrance here at the back. Pursuant to the BZA administrative rules, each matter on the agenda will be considered in the following order: staff comments, proponents, opponents, rebuttals, discussion among board members, a motion and then a second motion, and then further discussion among board members, and finally a vote. Members of the public may address the board, and the following rules apply. Each person may speak once for 5 minutes and shall not have more than one time to speak, except that the chair may allow for an additional 2 minutes to the applicant for rebuttal. When more than one person wants to speak to an issue, each side is limited to 3 speakers with 5 minutes each. The board may ask questions of any speaker and may allow more time or more speakers by a vote. Speakers should limit their remarks to the facts of the case and should avoid repeating comments that have been previously presented to the board. All speakers should come to the podium here at the front and speak directly into the microphone. Speakers need to state their name and address for the record. Appeals of the decisions by BZA are made the Knoxville City Council. A petition for such appeal shall be filed with Plans Review and Building Inspections Department not more than 15 days from the date of BZA's decision. I will now ask Ms. Scobie to call the roll.
Daniel Odell.
I'm here.
Grant Rosenberg.
Here.
Christina Bowler.
Here.
Ebony James.
Here.
Amy Sherrill.
Here.
All right, thank you very much. I'll take a second and just welcome Amy Sherrill to the board. She is new and was just recently appointed and replaced Don Horton, who we'll miss. There was some nice little notes sent to him. So I think Don served for more than a decade on this board, which is pretty awesome. So I will miss him personally. Briefly, I think before we head off into our new agenda, we need to go back. I was informed we need to go back and circle to nominations for chair and vice chair for this board. We have to do that every year. And I need to open, I guess, ask for a motion for nominations, correct?
That's right. I'd like to make a motion to nominate Daniel Odell as chair of BZA.
Second that motion.
Thank you. That's a motion. Now, okay, I was informed right before the meeting that we can take a month to think about this or we can vote on it. I do not mind continuing to serve as chair. I also sincerely want to open up the opportunity if anyone would like to entertain serving as chair and would like us to postpone to March. Actually, I mean, to do that, I don't mind just saying let's wait till March, but no one's giving me, everyone's eyeballs are saying they don't care. So I think we have a motion in a second. I can call for a vote or we can postpone to next month's meeting. Okay, I'll call for
the question.
I'll call the question. I'll call for the all in favor. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed.
And then we need to do one for vice chair as well. Daniel.
We do as well for vice chair, and that would Grant is currently our vice chair, which is fantastic. I will make a motion for Grant to stay on as vice chair. Motion and a second. Any further discussion or comments, accusations?
It's a lot of responsibility.
It is. I know it's hard to back in.
I think my only job is just when you're not here, I have to serve as, or if you have to recuse yourself.
Let's call the question. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Okay. Thank you all very much. I'm honored that you would think that about me. Okay. Moving on. Quickly, we need to see. Old business, we have none from last month. Like I'm missing something. Oh, I know. I need a call for approval of last month's minutes. Did anyone have the opportunity to review those?
Yes, I'll make a motion. We approve the January 18th minutes.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor of approval of last month's minutes? Aye.
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 Aye. Opposed or abstaining? One abstention. And Ms. Cheryl? She's new. Okay, moving on to our agenda. First item under new business is 1A22VA at 601 Fern Street. Ms. Sheila Smith, is someone here to speak to this? Hold on, long agenda. Oh, apologize. Thank you. How did I do that? Okay, I apologize for that mistake. 2A22VA, that reads right. I apologize. 411 Barbara Drive. You here to speak to this? Please come forward. Just state your name and address for the record.
My name's Karen Hackett. My current address is 4305 Barbara Drive. I purchased 4111 Barbara Drive and intend to live there.
Thank you very much. Before we go any further, let me ask, are there any further comments from the staff?
No further comments.
Thank you. Karen, if you could tell us about your variance request, please, and the nature of your hardship.
My variance request is I want to make the house all on one level because I'm not getting any younger. And I want to add a garage and a bedroom to the right side of the house as you're facing it, and it will come within 5 feet of the existing property line of my neighbor.
Okay, thank you. Under your hardship, you say the addition is to enable access to the main level without using the stairs.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. What questions do we have for our applicant today? This is pretty straightforward, just a side setback.
Is it the reason you have to do it on the side, the addition on the side, it wouldn't be possible to do an addition off the back?
No, not in hit the main level.
Gotcha.
I'd be back in the same spot.
Is there a drop off in the back? Is there a walk
slope
out
on the back?
It drops off pretty steep in
okay.
the back.
2, 4. So your front drive is C. So, okay, I see that.
I know this is also straightforward, but I was just kind of looking at the impact to surrounding or neighboring properties. And I see that there were some type of support letter that was also included in the file as well. Okay.
Mr. Lynch, Ryan Lynch is my neighbor. That would be, that's his property line next to mine. And he's in agreement, has sent a letter, he and his wife.
Okay.
Sure. Okay.
Plus he's a surveyor. Hey.
I saw that.
Yay.
Just so I've asked the question, you wouldn't add it to the side towards the driveway because what reason? What's the reason for the other side of the house? Is it a layout or?
It's so where the existing driveway is, it comes in below to the basement level garage. So there's no way I can make it happen.
So again, it's the slope is kind of the reason.
It's way too sloped, yeah.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and make a motion. We approve item 2-A-22-VA due to hardship related to the topography of the site.
I second that motion.
I have a motion and a second. Any further comment? Hearing none, all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? None. Motion carries.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I have to say the staff has been excellent.
Well, good.
I mean, I'm a novice at this.
And we'll make sure they hear
helpful.
That.
Thank you.
We're still recording?
I was going to say, that needs to be repeated later, I guess. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Next up on our agenda, which I believe has been postponed, is 2B22VA. But there's some other folks here.
Daniel, that's correct. Ben Mullins is representing the applicant on this particular project, and he submitted a request to postpone in time.
Sure.
We couldn't remove it from the agenda because it had already been published, but it is an automatic postponement. So
sure.
we don't need to
vote on that.
Exactly. That's
correct. I just saw Mr. Mullins here, and I want to make sure that we address
absolutely.
The way we need
to address, did you want to say anything while you're here? Okay.
Okay, very good. All right, postponed. It's already done. So to next month's meeting, we'll go with it then. All right. No other business? Meeting adjourned. Thank you very much. Thank you all very much. I think staff wanted to talk with us briefly, so we're here.
Are we done recording?
Both of you guys.